Across Juba's health facilities, a quiet but important story is unfolding. Among the doctors treating patients every day are Sudanese professionals who crossed into South Sudan after the outbreak of the war in their country in 2023. For some, South Sudan offered safety. For others, it offered a chance to continue serving humanity through medicine.
My name is Dr. Mwahib Ibn Idris. I am working with Queen's Hospital and Afia Hospital. I came to Juba immediately after the war in Sudan in 2023 at the end of July. Honestly, I came to Juba and I was targeting Juba after 3 months of war in Sudan.
For Dr. Mwahib, coming to South Sudan was a move toward the place she already knew through her patients and professional networks. And when she arrived, she says she found a welcoming environment that made the transition easier.
Why Juba? Because I was seeing many persons who came to me from South Sudan. They were contacting me asking where I am. I was communicating with them through WhatsApp. They were asking me to come to Juba. I told them after war, I traveled to Egypt via Dongola and spent some time there. I was planning to return and work in Sudan in Dongola despite the circumstances of war, or to travel to South Sudan or Kigali. God willingly, I applied for visa to South Sudan and I received it the same day. I came on 24th July 2023.
For her, South Sudan has been a second home. And when she was in Sudan, South Sudanese patients who once sought her services in Sudan now continue to see her in Juba.
يعني بعاين للعيانين اللي عندهم ضغط سكري حاجات زي دي بزبوطة لكن أنا متخصصة فوق التخصص حق ده تخصص.
I see patients with diabetes and high blood pressure. I also specialize in joint and back pain, including rheumatism. Even our South Sudanese brothers used to come to me in Sudan for treatment. Yes, I see patients with the rheumatism fever, and even those who used to visit me in Sudan came here for treatment. When I arrived, I didn't feel like a stranger. I felt a sense of belonging. The people are kind with excellent hospitality. Even the licensing procedures were easy if all the documents are complete. I only found the exchange rate in dollar strange. 600 for registration with the medical council. We are coming out of war and the situation isn't good. But thank God we are working.
Across Juba's hospitals and clinics, other Sudanese doctors continue their work, serving patients and adapting to a life and practice in South Sudan. One of them is Dr. Al-Tayyib, a kidney surgery specialist at the Nile Kings Hospital in Juba.
My name is At-Tayyib Mu'tasim At-Tayyib, a kidney and urinary and tract surgery specialist. I arrived here in Juba after war broke out in Sudan in 2023. I currently work at the Nile King Special Hospital in Juba. Thanks be to God, since I came here, I have never felt like a stranger. The work is generally no different from what I was doing in Sudan. We treat our patients in the same way. In medicine, we are taught to treat every patient equally, regardless of their background. There are more than 10 specialist doctors working together at the hospital, alongside our South Sudanese colleagues. In fact, many of the South Sudanese doctors studied with us in Sudan, and with some of them, we even have family ties. We also have a strong professional relationships with those working in the other hospitals. There is no difference between us.
For Al-Tayyib, working in South Sudan is not different from working in Sudan. It also working alongside the South Sudanese, it's even more interesting. He doesn't feel like a stranger anymore.
Our relationship with South Sudanese people did not begin today. We have studied together and lived together for many years. So we understand how to interact with South Sudanese patients. Even when some patients do not speak English or Arabic, they are usually accompanied by a relative or another patient who can help in interpretation. If that is not possible, our hospital staff assist with translation. Language has never been an obstacle to provide treatment. Our ultimate goal is to deliver high-quality healthcare services to every patient.
South Sudan's health provision remains fragile, largely out of reach to those in remote parts as well as the poor across the country. Dr. Altieb notes that many patients travel to Juba from Bor, Wau, Rumbek and other states, though the cost and difficulty of movement often delay treatment until disease have become advanced. He says they have also been receiving patients from Sudan and other countries.
We are now receiving patients from Bor, Wau, Rumbek and Awil. Many patients travel to our hospital from across South Sudan. More than 25% of our patients come from outside Juba, while between 10 and 15% of our monthly patients are foreign nationals. That is a significant number. They include from Somalia, Ethiopia, Darfur, Kordofan. Because of the ongoing war in Sudan, many Sudanese are also seeking medical treatment here in South Sudan.
The Undersecretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Oramo Francis, acknowledges the work of the Sudanese doctors in contributing to the health sector, but urges them to acquire the relevant necessary documentation to practice in the country.
I really felt that, yes, they have contributed value for service in the country. We don't have restrictions to foreigners coming to work in the country. They are welcome, but they have to follow the policies and the regulations of the concerned institutions. Here we speak of the National Ministry of Health as well as the Ministry of Labor, where they are supposed to get a work permit. That is one. Two, you know, the policy of the government is a healthcare industry should be expanded to absorb all the human resource or the foreigners who are coming into the country, as well as to provide services to the vast population of the Republic of South Sudan, as well as the foreigners who are also living here in the country.
South Sudan has continued to host large numbers of Sudanese who fled the conflict. According to the UNHCR, more than 1 million Sudanese have arrived in South Sudan since the crisis began, seeking safety and stability. But beyond refuge, some have brought skills that are strengthening the country's health sector. For doctors like Mawahib, who is also the president-elect of the AFLA, Certified Musculoskeleton Ultrasound in Africa, her story and that of Altieb is one of resilience, but also a contribution, a reminder that migration is not only about displacement, but also about shared skills, services, and survival. As South Sudan continues to open its doors of people fleeing conflict, the stories like that of Dr. Mawahib and Dr. Altieb show the human side of migration. In welcoming skilled professionals, the country is not only offering safety, it is gaining partners in healing, service, and regional solidarity. For many Sudanese doctors in Juba, South Sudan is more than a place of refuge. It is becoming a second home. Juma Emmanuel Lasande, Radio Miraya, Juba.